The Eagle Grove volleyball team made the trek north to face off with defending top of Iowa Western Conference champions Forest City on Thursday night in the Eagles conference opener. Eagle Grove fell in set 1 25-7 in a set that featured some unfortunate bounces and miscues. In set 2, the Eagles showed noticeable improvement from set 1, even with the score of set 2 closing at 25-6. Eagle Grove then started set 3 off by executing their sets and plays very well, and at one point held a 9-7 lead over the Indians in set 3. However, the Indians kept composure and closed out the set and the match with a final of 25-11, giving Forest City a 3-0 sweep of the Eagles. Eagle Grove dropped to 0-3 with the loss, while Forest City began its season 1-0. Next action for Eagle Grove volleyball will be on Saturday, as they will compete in the Clarion Goldfield Dallas tournament in Clarion. At the start of the day on Thursday, 6 of the 8 KQWC area cross-country programs were slated to compete in meets on Thursday evening. However, Iowa weather made a mess of those teams' plans on Thursday night. Webster City's cross-country teams were slated to run at the Marshalltown Invitational at Marshalltown Community College, but their meet was canceled due to heavy rains that fell during the morning through early afternoon. Eagle Grove's cross-country teams were competing at the Iowa State Invitational and the Iowa Falls Alden Invitational, respectively. The Eagle boys saw their meet canceled at Iowa State, also due to heavy rains that had fallen throughout the middle part of the day. The Eagle girls had their meet in Iowa Falls canceled due to the continuous lightning in the area during the evening hours. One school did have both teams compete, that school being Clarion Goldfield Dawes, as they competed in the Southeast Valley Invitational in Gowrie. However, no meet results have been posted as of yet. South Hamilton Volleyball hosted its second triangular of the week, this time welcoming in the Colonesco Royals and the Madrid Tigers into Jewel. The Hawks were able to sweep both games on Thursday night by scores of 2-0 each. The Hawks opened with Madrid and took set 1 against the Tigers in extra points by a score of 28-26. South Hamilton then took down Madrid 25-19 in set 2 to complete the sweep. In South Hamilton's second game against Colonesco, the Royals also took them to extra points, but the Hawks prevailed 28-26. South Hamilton then took care of business in set 2, winning by a final of 25-16. Next action for South Hamilton will be at Clarion Goldfield Dawes tournament on Saturday in Clarion. High school football will be on the airwaves tonight on the KQ Radio Networks. On 95.7 KQWC, Jerry Claver will have the call as the Webster City Lynx football team opens their season at home against the Humboldt Wildcats. Pregame starts at 6:30 p.m., kickoff at 7 p.m. on 95.7 KQWC. I will have the call on 92.9 KZWC as the South Hamilton Hawks welcome longtime cross-county rival Roland Story to Taylor Field in Jewel. Pregame starts at 6:30 p.m., kickoff at 7 p.m. from Jewel. With local sports, this is Quinn Douglas reporting.